Narayana namaskritya narum ceva narottamam Devim saraswati vyasam tujayam udirayat Nashta praiswa bhadresu nityam bhagavata sivaya Bhavatu tamasluke bhaktir bhavati naishtiki Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya Hare Krishna. Dear devotees, this morning's Srimad Bhagavatam class is from Canto 1, Chapter 14, and Text 4. So I'll read three times, and anyone feels inspired to read, it can read at that time also. Jiva Prayam Vava Vyavaritam Shatya Mishram Chasohridam Pitri Matri Suhrid Bhatri Dampatinam Chakalkanam Jiva Prayam Vyavaritam Satya Mishram Chasohridam Pitri Matri Suhrid Bhatri Dampatinam Chakalkanam Dhima Prayam Vyavahritam Shatya Mishram Saho Chasho Sohritam Petri Matri Suhit Patri Dampatinam Chakalkanam Hare Krishna. So we'll do the word for word. Dhima Prayam, cheating. Vyavahritam, in all ordinary transactions. Shatya, duplicity. Mishram, adulterated in. Cha, and. Sohridam, regarding friendly well wishes. Pitre, father. Matre, regarding the mother. Suhrit, well wishes. Bratri, one's own brother. Dampatinam, regarding husband and wife. Cha, also. Kalkanam, mutual quarrel. Translation. All ordinary transactions and dealings became polluted with cheating, even between friends. And in familial affairs, there was always misunderstanding between fathers, mothers and sons, between well-wishers and between brothers. Even between husband and wife, there was always strain and quarrel. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. A conditioned living being is endowed with four principles of malpractice, namely errors, insanity, inability, and cheating. These are signs of imperfection, and out of the four, the propensity to cheat is most prominent. And this cheating practice is there in the conditioned souls because the conditioned souls are primarily in the material world, imbued with an unnatural desire to lord it over the material world. A living being in his pure state is not conditioned by the laws because in his pure state he is conscious that a living being is eternally subservient to the Supreme Being. And thus, it is always good for him to remain subservient. Instead of falsely trying to lord it over the property of the Supreme Lord. In the conditioned state, the living being is not satisfied even if he actually becomes the lord of all that he surveys, which he never becomes. And therefore, he becomes the victim of all kinds of cheating, even with his nearest and most intimate relations. In such an unsatisfactory state of affairs, there is no harmony even between father and sons or between husband and wife. But all these contending difficulties can be mitigated by one process, and that is the devotional service of the Lord. The world of hypocrisy can be checked only by counteraction through devotional service to the Lord and nothing else. Maharaj Yudhisthira, having observed the disparities, conjectured the disappearance of the Lord from the earth. Omaginat Vidandasya Yana Ganashalakaya Chakshu Omilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shichitanya Manovistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Vidati Swaha Padantikam Vandeham Shri Guru Siyuta Padakamalam Shri Guru Vaisavam Sicha Shri Rupa Sagatatam Sahagana Ragunatam Vitam Tam Sadevam Raghvetam Savadutam Parijanam Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Padam Sahagana Lalita Sivishakam Vitam Sicha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhi Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namostate Tapta Kanchana Gorangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishavan Sute Devi Panamami Hari Priya Vancha Kapa Trubhyascha Kripa Sundhivya Eva Cha Patitanam Pavanevya Vaishnavevya Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Sivasari Gora Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Namo Vishnu Padaya, Krishna Prasthaya, Bhutale, Srimati Bhaktivedanta Swami Niti Namane, Namaste. Saraswati Devi, Gauravani Pacharini, Devishesha, Sunyavari Pastityari, Shityari. Mo Mahavadanyaya Krishna Prima Padayati Krishnaya Krishna Chaitanya Namne Guha Chishena Maha Ananda Lila Maya Vigrahaya Himavir Vichar Vishnaraya Tasmi Maha Prima Raspadaya Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Chaitanya Chandraya Namo Namaste Hare Krishna. So, the translation, English translation of the text is all ordinary transactions and dealings became polluted with cheating. Even between friends and in familial affairs, there was always misunderstanding between fathers, mothers, and sons, between well-wishers and between brothers. Even between husband and wife, there was always strain and quarrel. So, Maharaj Yudhisthira was the emperor, the ruler. By Krishna's wishes, after the Kurukshetra war, he was stated there as the emperor. Not only this time of this, the king of Kandavpras, but now of the whole world. Now, after a while of things moving very smoothly in the kingdom, he began to notice differences, changes. Now, in one sense, it shouldn't surprise us, because when Krishna leaves, then, according to what the scripture says, then Kali Yuga begins. After he comes towards the end of Dwapara Yuga, once in the day of Lord Brahma, once in 4,320,000,000 years. Now, Lord Chaitanya also comes after that. And he is Krishna himself as the savior by giving us how to get out of the material world. This jail, which people don't realize is jail, but it is jail. There's suffering condition here. So when Krishna left, then Kali Yuga began in earnest, for real. And the signs of it were now being noticed in the kingdom by Maharaj Yudhisthira. And this is what this text is talking about. Some of the signs that Maharaj Yudhisthira noticed was different relationships, negative relationships. Ordinary transactions and dealings became polluted with cheating. And even between friends. And Srila Prabhupada later on explains in the purport why that became the case. And also in family affairs, there was always misunderstanding between fathers, mothers, and sons, between well-wishers and between brothers. And even husband and wife, there was always strain and quarrel. to ordinary transactions, day-to-day transactions, and how people deal with things. Now, they became polluted with cheating. How does cheating arise? Cheating arises because a person accepts the idea from Maya that they should get more because they deserve more than the person that they're dealing with or the transaction. The transaction becomes such that one party says, I should charge more. We are experiencing it in today's economy. When the oil prices go up and the barrel of oil price goes higher, then it affects the products from the oil, especially gas or petrol, as it's called in some countries. And the petrol prices increase, and those who are dealing with having to buy and transport the goods on those trucks, now they have to pay far more, hundreds more, for trucks. And to fill up a tractor trailer, it's a lot of money. It's a lot of money to fill it up. And so when there's small increase, it adds up to even more dollars. And so those who charge for the transportation begin to charge more. Or even if the trucks belong to a particular business that does retail, like Walmart has its own trucks, still, they have to pay more for gas. And therefore, they put it on the prices, and everything goes up. Prices of retail items, they go up. So, typical ordinary transactions, you go, it all translates into the store selling boga, vegetables, and all other things. You see the prices have gone up. All petroleum products prices have gone up. Engine oil has gone up. I know that. It's gone up a good 50%. I used to buy it at $4, now it's $6 something. It's even $7 models for just a quart now. The 5-gallon one I used to be about $24 is like $31 now. And this is what happens when things begin to change because one group decides that my product is going to be sold for more because I want more. And they do get more, but at the expense of everybody else. And even between friends, same idea. They are friends. They may be okay and relating well in different ways, but when it comes to sometimes money, then the thought sometimes changes. We have to be very, very careful because that can ruin relationship between friends. Srila Prabhupada translated in family affairs, there are misunderstandings between fathers, mothers, and sons. Why? Because people have different ideas, but the problem is that of humility. The problem is that of being cultured. And problem is knowing how to relate to a father and how to relate to the mother. When sons and daughters grow up, sometimes it gets to the point where they have their idea about how things should be, and the parents have their idea about how things should be, and then sometimes there's misunderstanding because the fathers and mothers in the generation before the parents, they have an idea of how they did things. I remember very much one time I went with my sister to visit my father at that time. She's living in a different place. And as he was talking to us, he kept saying, in our time, when we were young, we were doing it like this. And he was having a problem accepting the change. It was something as simple as arithmetic versus algebra. In his time, they weren't using algebra. He's quite old now. In his time, they were using arithmetic. And they used regular arithmetic. They never used X's and Y's and anything to solve it. But algebra made it quite straightforward. The same things that take quite a bit of ingenuity to solve it just using arithmetic. Algebra could have an equation that can be solved fairly simply. And he had all kinds of problems with it. But we just didn't say anything about it because what to do? He was whining about it. The differences. Now, so and this is just a simple case, all right, because there's nothing he could do about it anyway. We were going to school and algebra. Calculus came later on and that was the way we solved things. But even things belonging to families, what to do with it? Sometimes a person decides, well, this should be done this way, this should be done another way, and then there should be the meeting of the minds. But sometimes that doesn't happen. Why? Because the ego kicks in. When the ego kicks in, then the situation becomes a little difficult to solve. And one person has to back away rather than have come to a conclusion that's understandable. They have to back away. One person backs away so that the other person's wishes become the one that's used just to keep away from having a quarrel or having a prolonged misunderstanding. Husband and wife, as my I have a sister, she used to tell me that even when you're in a good marriage, the decades bring up different ways of looking at things. In other words, a person, when you're married in your 20s, it's one way. In the 30s, life changes a little bit. And then so the conception of one person's way of doing things changes, maybe the husband or the wife. And it's not the same way of looking at things. When it gets to 40s, it's a little different, 50s and so on. So you realize that decade after decade, there is change. And the changes are such that if they're not discussed properly, then there could be strain in the marriage. Srila Prabhupada said the husband and wife will have misunderstanding. That will be there. Bhagu Maharaj said the same thing, Bhakti Gira Maharaj. What makes a marriage go on longer and longer, or survive and go on and remain healthy, is how quickly the husband and wife deal with that situation. How quickly they deal with that situation. Now, how quickly they deal with the situation also depends on how much ego is there. If a person is able to understand the other person, put yourself in the other person's shoes and see what they're talking about, then there's a chance that seeing the situation from the other person's point of view will in fact bring about some kind of settlement. But there will be misunderstanding. It doesn't have to get into a quarrelsome situation, although sometimes it does. But the point still is, when you see the other person's point of view and take the other person's point of view seriously, there is a good chance of then solving whatever misunderstanding is there. But we are different people. As somebody who's written a book says, men are from Mars, women are from Venus. And that is saying, you know, that there are different ways. And Chandramali Swami was saying also the other day that men like to get to a point and talk about that point, but women will talk about the point and connect it to other points too. So that's a different way of looking at situations and even discussing how people feel about it. Anyway, so there is harmony outside of Kali Yuga, but the Kali Yuga, when omens began to be seen as bad, Maharaj Yudhisthira noticed that. And he knew that it had to be that Krishna was gone. So in the purpose, the Prabhupada says, a conditioned living being is endowed with four principles of malpractice. I thought that was interesting how he put it. Principles of malpractice. Malpractice as bad things as principles. Errors, well, that is true. To err is human. People do make mistakes. Insanity, that happens to some people. In fact, if you don't come to Krishna consciousness, you can be mildly insane and not even know it. Because you can go after things that are of no value in the end and not even realize you're doing it until you're on your deathbed and look back and say, why did I do this? Why did I do that? And so on. inability that's there, and cheating. Sometimes envy comes from inability because somebody is very good at doing a particular thing and another person is not able to do the same thing no matter how much they try. And then they may get envious of the person who is able to do it. So inability sometimes, rather than say, okay, I'm not good at this, but my strength is in this other side too, and accept that. Sometimes people just look at the other person that is doing what they would very much like to do, but they can't because they just don't have the ability. And it's a big struggle for them. And then that leads to cheating. Sometimes that leads to envy, even among friends sometimes. So, Srila Prabhupada is saying out of these, cheating is the most prominent. Cheating others is the most prominent. And this is so prominent now in the material world. And Srila Prabhupada gives the reasons. That is that in this world, the conditioned souls are trying to lord it over, control things in the material world. It's an unnatural desire. Why does your papa say it's an unnatural desire? It's an unnatural desire because the material world does not belong to anyone except the Lord. The Lord says that everything spiritual and material comes from Him. He is the controller of both material and spiritual. And if you try things in the material world, you're going to suffer with it. Because it says, Daivihesi Kisha Gunamahit Mamayama Duratyaya. This material world, consisting of the three modes of material nature, are difficult to overcome. Krishna is saying that. Those who have surrendered to me, they can easily cross over it. So, Srila Prabhupada is explaining same thing, that the problem is people are trying to lord it over. But to surrender to the Lord is the key to getting over the difficulties in the material world. So, we are by nature, as living beings, eternally subservient to the Supreme Being. And so Srila Prabhupada is saying it is good for us to remain in that position. Remain servant. And that's why in the Krishna Consciousness Movement, when a devotee takes the process of chanting, hearing, and serving seriously, and they get a spiritual master by arrangement of Krishna, their name is changed to a spiritual name, but the last name is Das or Dasi. Das or Dasi means servant. So that's added to the name for the devotee to understand that they're going to be eternally the servant of a servant of a servant of a Supreme Personality of Godhead. And the happiness comes from that position, to remain subservient. That is the key to happiness. If we try to control the property of a Supreme Lord in the material world, we are going to be in a bewildered state. So, as far as cheating goes, there was even one professor in the University of Mexico. His name is Dr. Kailash Vajpayee, or Vajpayee. He's a director of Indian Studies in the University of Mexico. And he made a comment about Srila Prabhupada's book, particularly the Bhagavad Gita. Srila Prabhupada himself has said so many Bhagavad Gitas have been written and so many commentaries have been put in the Bhagavad Gita. But they were not causing anybody to turn to Krishna because all kinds of speculation had been put in Bhagavad Gita as commentaries by people who had some clout. People thought they knew. But actually, it was not really causing any change to happen. So then I'll quote this Dr. Kailash, what he said. As a native of India, now living in the West, it has given me so much grief to see many of my fellow countrymen coming to the West in the role of gurus and spiritual leaders. For this reason, I'm very excited to see the publication of Bhagavad Gita as it is by Sri A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada. It will help to stop the terrible cheating of false and unauthorized gurus and yogis, quote-unquote, and it will give an opportunity to all people to understand the actual meaning of this Oriental culture. So that's how he put it. He was praising, and he is the director of Indian Studies in the university. And he was Indian. It says it gives him so much grief that people have come showing the impression or giving the impression that they are authorized gurus and yogis, when in fact they are cheaters. So Prabhupada says, if you don't teach the right thing, then you are a cheater. You're not a teacher, you are a cheater. He said that way. So Bhagavad Gita as it is will help to stop terrible cheating by these false and authorized gurus. So basically, Dr. Kailash is saying that we should read the Bhagavad Gita by Srila Prabhupada, everyone. Bhagavad Gita as it is. And so, very important point that he made about Bhagavad Gita as it is. So, one should only take that particular book, which explains Bhagavad Gita with the authorized commentary. As a matter of fact, Srila Prabhupada said, Krishna dictates to me and I write. Krishna dictates to me. He had a connection with Krishna. And so his purpose were actually dictations from Krishna to him, and he would put it in the books. And that's why he liked to read his own purpose, because he knew it was coming from Krishna. In Bhagavad Gita, chapter 3, which is Kama Yoga, text 27, Prakriti kriyamanani gunai karmani sarvasa. Ahankara vimudatma karta ham iti manyate. The spirit soul, this is the translation, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities that are in actuality carried out by the three modes of material nature. See, we think, and Srila Prabhupada's explaining here, in the purport, I'll talk about that a little later. The translation is that the spirit soul is bewildered by the influence of false ego. How many people think, I am the person that did this, I did that, I own this, and so on. And the things that they own, real estate, property. One time I saw in one of these programs, TV programs, a very so-called very, very, very rich person went to one of the towers in New York City, and to the top of it, you could see the New York skyline, and he was pointing to a particular area, and he said, the properties here are all mine. Boasting. Just literally, put a camera on there, and the properties in that, all that area are showing that he's what? Very, very, very wealthy in real estate. And it says here, the spirit soul influenced, bewildered by the influence of false ego, thinks himself the doer of activities. He thinks he owns those things. If you own them, then you can keep them forever. How? It's not possible, because death will take it away. And somebody else will have control of those things. And what they do with that, the person that says, I own it, can't do anything about it anymore when they've left the world. So nobody can own anything. We come here with nothing. We come here, we are born with nothing. And we can't take anything away from us when we leave, when we die. Therefore, in the meantime, when we're in this world, we can't really lay claim to anything. Because if you didn't come with anything, and you can't leave taking anything with you, then actually, the end result is, whatever is here is not yours. If it's yours, then you brought it. If it's yours, you can take it away. But you can't do either one of those two things. Then the conclusion is it can't be yours. It's only things that we have, material, are only in our possession for a short period of time, which we call a lifetime. And Kali Yuga is very short. So what to do with it? Use it in service to Guru, to Krishna, and to the devotees. Use that in service because it is really, really not ours. Krishna will take it away from us at the time of death. But when we use it in serving, then there will be spiritual credits that we will get from it. So, Srila Prabhupada in the purport for this says that two persons, one in Krishna consciousness and the other in material consciousness, working on the same level, they may appear to be working on the same platform, but there's a big difference in their respective positions. They may be working on the same level. It may appear that way, but one is working for Krishna and the other one is working for themselves. There's a big difference. The person in material consciousness, that person is convinced by false ego that he is the doer. So they don't know that what they're doing is all under the supervision of the Supreme Lord as Paramatma. The Paramatma in our heart dictates what happens. Therefore, the materialistic person has no knowledge that ultimately he's under the control of Krishna. But it is so funny sometimes we see the example of things being under the control of Krishna so many times, but we just brush it off. Oh, it's some inconvenience. And what we're talking about is that when the weather changes and the weather becomes severe, everybody's plans changes. As a matter of fact, when the weather bureau tells us that the time is coming when the weather is going to be severe, what do people do? They do just like ants do. Make hay while the sun shines. The ants come and pick up all kinds of things. And then when it starts raining, you don't see an ant anyway. They're just going into the holes and they're skipping it. And human beings do the same thing. They go to the stores and take as much of a foodstuff as they can take and whatever else essentials they need. And then they go try to ride out the situation when the weather changes. But when the weather changes, we don't do what we would normally like to do when the weather is severe, which means we're not even in control of how things get done. When we have better weather, then we can get things done, which means we are under the control of the weather. And if we are under the control of the weather is from Krishna, it's from material nature, therefore we are under the control of Krishna. The materialistic person doesn't understand that. They, it was bad, but after it will go away, then we'll go back. But they don't think deeply into the fact that things can be disrupted at any time means we are not in control. That Krishna is in control. That by his mercy, that things go on. So it's in false ego that a person takes credit for everything that he's doing. It is in fact the Supreme Lord as Paramatma that supervises and also allows things to happen. Srila Prabhupada talked about cheating as one of the principle of malpractice. Now, there are many kinds of cheaters over the universe. Bhagavad Gita, chapter 10, text 36, Srila Prabhupada is explaining. Of all the cheating processes, gambling stands supreme. So, gambling is one of the four regulated principles we have to stay away from. Gambling, the fact that gambling casinos make money, and if any business is not making money, it's going to close down. It's going to close down. Any business not making money. And since these gambling casinos are still open and bright with their lights and everything, they are making money. And if they're making money, and gamblers are going there to gamble, and the gambling business is making money, then guess who is losing? The gamblers are losing. It has to be the gamblers losing because the gambling casino doesn't get money from anywhere else but from the gamblers. So if the gambling casino is making more money, then the gamblers must be losing Therefore, if you go in to do that, the chance is just very, just plain simple. If you go in, the chances of your losing is high. The chance of gambling casino making money off of you is very, very high. They will make money. That's why they invite you. Come spend and let's take your money. Very few people get the illusion of somebody having won. But for anybody that wins anything of the gambling casino, a whole lot of people lose, and they lose a whole lot more than that one person that has won. And so the gambling business makes more money, and the gambler is cheated. So we have to become very, very careful. Anyone who tries to cheat Krishna will be cheated by Krishna, because Krishna is the best in everything. In devotee language, we call it smashing. You're going to get smashed by Krishna. We have to be careful. We have to be humble. And we have to take things seriously. As far as brothers and sisters, sometimes, or family members quarreling, there was a letter written by Srila Prabhupada to Raya Rama in Los Angeles, 20th February 1969. I read a part of it. As far as your fraternal quarrel is concerned, I may recite this in connection, one story. An old father required massaging, so the children wanted to serve the father. Father divided right and left portion of his body to be served by the children. You serve massage here, and you also serve massaging the other side. So the children were massaging. Later on, they started quarreling. The children started quarreling. And they got into competing, trying to do better than the others. But in doing so, they started hitting the parts of the father which was assigned to them. So it came from massaging to very, very severe massaging, and to the point now they were hitting. So the father said, "You're hitting my different parts due to your opposition to one another, but you're making me die. I'm the one that's suffering. You say you're serving, but then you're doing this." So then Srila Prabhupada quoted this story and said, similarly, either this department or that department, in your yatra, if you quarrel among yourselves, it will be detrimental to my missionary ambition. He said that if you start quarreling one department against another, guess who loses? Srila Prabhupada's mission gets affected. Therefore, stop this unnecessary strain. Live peacefully, and things may go on then as it is going on. So you have to be very, 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 very careful. And as we're relating and we do things and we get into a point where we disagree with each other, we have to be aware of the fact that Srila Prabhupada's mission is in jeopardy. So we have to be careful how we deal with things. So, the conclusion is, when we serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead with all our hearts, then, as Srila Prabhupada said in the purport, then this situation of hypocrisy and cheating and all of those can be removed. All of these difficulties, all of these negative things, it can be mitigated. Srila Prabhupada said, it can be stopped by one process, devotional service of the Lord, when we put our hearts to serving. Therefore, the first thing to do is to serve the Lord with all our hearts. And we should also be humble in all our dealings. So, also we have to note, so there's a couple of points more and then we'll stop. Note that this world of suffering, is this material world, and one can never be really happy on this earth, because it's not designed for happiness. It's designed for suffering. The pain of birth, the pain of death, the pain of disease, and the pain of the body breaking down, old age. It all happens based in this material world's life. So we should bear all trials and tribulations, but never give up devotional service It is the ticket out of the material world, and it is also the mitigating factor for all of this cheating that goes on. And finally, we have to chant the Lord's name with the greatest of sincerity. Be very sincere and attentive when chanting the Lord's name. Then we won't play into these negative occurrences. Shivopakijai. So we'll stop here. So, yes, you're talking basically about the problems in the world today. And you want to be even doing better, but still the influence is there. So how to mitigate that influence and live a decent, a more decent life? Well, the process has been simplified for us. The chanting of the holy name of the Lord, as we talked about earlier, has to be done with all sincerity. And that changes our mood of negativity to that of positivity and protection. The mind even can be protected by the Lord when we take the chanting to the level of great sincerity and attention. That is the one thing. And the thing to also to bear in mind was Gogobinda Maharaj, His Holiness Gogobinda Maharaj said in one of his lectures, devotees are in Kali Yuga at this point. We are in it. But our mentality should be that of one in Satya Yuga. So with that, you yourself can be an example of living the way in which life is in Satya Yuga. And Satya Yuga life can be broken down into a very simple way, which is described in Bhagavad Gita, chapter 18, text 42. Samo damas tapasyo cham, shantir ajavam evacha, jnanam vijnanam astikyam, brahma karma swabhavajam. Peacefulness, self-control, austerity, purity, tolerance, honesty, knowledge, wisdom, and religiousness. This is how we're supposed to live life here. It is also the natural qualities by which the brahmanas, they work. Remember in ISKCON, when you get your first initiation, and they say, oh, there's a second initiation, they call it brahminical. Brahminical initiation. Well, if you get a brahminical initiation, in fact, even if you're in your first initiation, still live by these principles of peace and self-control. Peace means you should not be the one to ruffle other people's feathers. When you speak, you use mild words. You use mild words, find ways to make the point, but in such a way that it's not offensive to the other person or it doesn't agitate or annoy the other person. Self-control. The do's and don'ts of the four regulated principles constitute self-control. Austerity. Austerity means that we're living a life we know against the way the commies live their life. But we should be, this is Atapasha, the four regulated principles that we should, self-control and austerity that come all achieved through the four regulated principles, no meat eating, no gambling, no intoxication, no illicit sex. Purity. Purity of mind comes from chanting the holy name and chanting in desperation. Tolerance. Maharaj Rishabhadev was told things, his 100 sons, he says, we have to tolerate things that happen here. Try to tolerate the duality of pleasure and pain because they like seasons, they come and they go. So these things are things we have to remember. Honesty. When things happen in situations where you have to report what you have to report, you gotta report it no matter in what situation you're in an honest way. Acquire knowledge. Acquire knowledge from the right source. Acquire knowledge from a spiritual master, the bona fide spiritual master, the senior devotee, and from the scriptures. When you do that, wisdom then would come automatically, because the Lord will lead us in the right things to do and the wrong things that we're not supposed to do. Mm-hmm. So these are qualities that if we remember and try to live by them, then we won't be so shaken in our own quest to be or go towards love of Godhead, and we'll also be a good example to those around us. Mm-hmm. In that way, people will look at us and see that we are a good example of what Christian consciousness, Christian consciousness lifestyle is supposed to be. To remember this, we can find them from Bhagavad Gita 18:42, 18:42 text, Hare Krishna. Yes, we all have to work on them. We all have to work on them. And when we improve, then our relationship towards each other becomes very, very sweet. And that will be similar to the way people relate to each other, entities relate to each other in the spiritual world. Hare Krishna. This is our practice. So, Hare Krishna. There are some things I've printed too. I myself, 5:5, Bhagavatam 5:5, 10:13. It's also great advice. Bhagavatam, Canto 5, Chapter 5, text 10:13. Together. Along with 18:42. Sure. Okay. I can put in the chat also, but I'll send it to you for everybody to know. Yeah, I know. Yeah, I will, but I'm just putting it here also. Yeah, just for, so I just did that. 18:42. It's in the chat. It's in the chat now. Yeah. So much you can learn from. Mm-hmm. Hare Krishna. Thank you. Those things that are in these two references are the ones that have come. These principles of my practice, as Prabhupada said, those are the practical ways to get out of those four principles of my practice: errors, insanity, inability, and cheating. At least handle it properly, and handle it in the right mode of goodness frame of mind. Mm. Very, very important. Hare Krishna. Sometimes Maya tells us some things that are important, or it's not so important. And we have to be very, very much alert to those things. So sometimes we can be swayed by Maya. But what brings us back to Krishna? Devotee association. When devotees realize that something is not going quite right, then those that you can confide in or share confidential information with, both ways, those are the people that would point out to you that maybe this is not going right, maybe there's concern in this way. Are you sure you're okay with your practice? Is there something that I can help you with? I'm noticing this, and this is what's going on, and I'm not quite sure this is the right thing you should be doing. See, we're talking about it, but you use mild words, not just go jab the person, hey, Papa said this, and you're doing that. No, you don't put it like that. But you say it in a very mild and friendly way, offering to help based on what you think is going on, offering to help. Mm-hmm. And that, even if you don't get to help, the person may straighten out what he's doing just because you said it and you offered to help like that. They may take it seriously. They may make the correction themselves. Or if they need the help too, they may tell you, okay, why don't you do this for me, do this for me. Maybe tell me or warn me about this particular situation, or warn me like a warning to say, okay, do this at this time, do this at that time. Parents can help each other. Sometimes, even when there are two people who are initiated and they have to chant the Gayatri, this sometimes happens. One person can tell the other person, okay, it's time to do Gayatri. Then the other person stops, we do Gayatri. We do it ourselves, the two of us. But, it can be done by anybody. It can be done by anybody. Warning, telling people, okay, how many rounds you finished, how many more rounds you got. So that way we keep track, or we keep, cautioning each other, you know, to do what we're supposed to, that we vow to do. And that way, this can be done, you know, even among friends. Talking about this, talk about your experiences in chanting, talk about things that don't seem to go quite well, and then what to do about it. You know, you can read or consult somebody else from the senior that way. It's a very, very, very serious situation that we're in. And the point I want to make, one last point I want to make is, it's interesting how, when it comes to Christian consciousness, it doesn't seem like what we're supposed to do is being forced on us. It doesn't seem like it's being forced on us. But don't get it wrong. The best thing to do is adhere to the Christian consciousness principles with your life. That if you have to have a consciousness, if I don't do what I'm supposed to do in Christian consciousness, then my life is useless. So talk about it, look like a life or death situation. Look at it like you're at the edge of a cliff, and if I take the wrong step, I'm going to fall badly. Even though nobody will push you, even though nobody's around to tell you, but no, it's not like you have a supervisor that if you don't do this work, you're going to get fired and you're going to lose your paycheck and all that kind. So you don't feel that pressure. But actually, the biggest pressure is what we need to put on our own selves, because we cannot get out of the material world. We take another physical body, next life, and go through more suffering unless we take Christian consciousness seriously. So that intelligence should be there. That Christian consciousness is the most important thing, anything we do, compared to anything we do in this material world. When you have that understanding and also compassionate enough to help other people start their Christian consciousness or keep it going by devotee association and help, then Krishna will be pleased with us. That is the mentality a devotee should have. Krishna consciousness is more important than anything else that I could do in this world. That is the right consciousness. Hare Krishna. Yes, with that, Krishna Sri Prabhupada explains it, that Krishna is light and Maya is darkness. When there's light, there is no darkness. He wants to keep Krishna in the center, and then there is no, Maya can't affect us. After all, Maya's boss is Krishna. Hare Krishna. Kripasya Nive Eva Cha Patitana Bhavanevyo Vaishnavevyo. Ki Jai Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna. Jai.